The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, what a day here in South Africa. Everybody waiting with bated breath to find out if Jacob Zuma is going to resign. He is nocturnal. He does like to make these announcements around about midnight. We've checked flight schedules and there is a flight to Dubai at 10 to 12. So that's the last flight out tonight. There are quite a few before that. We're keeping an eye on all of those.
Wow, I tell you, it hasn't been any less quiet here in Israel with a lot of movement around recent terror attacks. The first is that the terrorists who killed Rabbi Raziel Shevach last month has been killed by Shin Bet forces in the West Bank. This was of the breaking of dawn this morning in a joint RDF Shin Bet and Israeli police operation. He was killed. His name was Ahmad Nasser Jarai, and he was killed early this morning. He was the one responsible for the killing of Rabbi Raziel Shevach. Meanwhile, the terrorist who was responsible for killing Rabbi Itamar Ben-Gal yesterday is still at large. There were rumors that he had been caught.
I thought he was caught, so that wasn't true.
That wasn't true. There were rumors that he has been caught, but he is still at large. In fact, his mother has appealed for him to turn himself in. What we do know is that he is 19-year-old Abed al-Karim Asi. He is from Jaffa. He is an Israeli citizen, and there is a massive manhunt underway right now to catch him.
Terrible, terrible situation indeed. And interesting again that that he is an Israeli Arab. Is this unusual?
Sadly, this is not unusual. We have had incidents before in the past where the perpetrators have been Israeli Arabs. I go back to the January the 1st, I think it was 2016, terror attacks on Dizengoff Street in Tel Aviv. And that terrorist came from Umm al-Fahm. In fact, he was hidden by his chamula, by his clan for a while until police were able to apprehend him. And we have had these incidents in the past. We've also had a number of Arab Israelis who have been caught trying to join ISIS, and our security forces are on the lookout for this all the time. But yes, yesterday's terror attack, the perpetrator being an Israeli Arab from Jaffa, from Tel Aviv.
Terrible, terrible indeed. And in fact, I saw a photo, I think it was Avi Meir posted it, with two of the victims, both of the rabbis that we've been referring to, in the same photo, and celebrating some kind of event with some friends. And there were both of them, and both of them have now been killed in terror attacks.
I think they were from the same class, even though both were rabbis. They both were teachers. They both were highly committed to educating the next generation about the state of Israel. And it's a horrific, horrific loss to the country and, of course, to their families and friends.
Indeed. Poland cancels a scheduled Bennett trip. We were talking about this. We've been talking about this issue quite extensively. That's quite a story.
It is quite a story. And as we're speaking, we've got yet another update coming in. I mean, today's definitely a day for breaking news. But Polish President Andrzej Duda announced today that he will sign the controversial legislation which penalizes certain statements about the Shoah, about the Holocaust. He does say he will first send it to the Constitutional Tribunal to check on two aspects of this. So we want to know which two aspects these will be. One might be the ability to engage in free speech. This is an issue that the United States has an issue with. They say that this can not only hurt Poland's strategic relations with Israel and the United States, but will infringe on the issue of free speech. But yes, our education minister, Naftali Bennett, was headed to Poland. I mean, if you're going to send your bulldogs to deal with this, then Naftali Bennett is the right candidate because, as we know, he pulls no punches and takes no prisoners when he speaks. And he says Jewish blood is still crying out from the earth in Poland, and they cancel this trip. He says he's actually proud of the fact that it is, because he was coming. Obviously, you know, he's a threatening presence because he's coming to speak the truth.
Absolutely frightening. Just on another subject, Nikki says if the ANC gives him amnesty, does that mean that the law can't indict him? I want him gone, but he's so devious and he will still be able to do harm even if he's outside the government. That's according to Nikki. Nikki, I don't believe that that is on the table. Any form of amnesty is on the table at all. Ian sending me a message to say that the Emirates Flight 766 has now been delayed an hour and 5 minutes. So he's wondering, and in fact I've got the flight information here. It has been delayed. Ian's wondering out loud if perhaps that's just to wait for the announcement, and so that Jacob Zuma can make the announcement and then scuttle off to the airport to still make that flight to Dubai. Lieberman says no humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Really?
Well, as you can imagine, this really sparked debate on TV last night. He says that the situation in Gaza, while it is difficult and needs to be taken care of, but there is no humanitarian crisis. People aren't starving. You know, people are still receiving humanitarian aid. Major General Yoav Mordechai is the IDF leader in charge of COGAT, which is the coordinator of government activities in the territories. And he has also said that there has been a significant deterioration in the level of services and basic infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. And this drew a lot of debate. I know that even Mordechai Kidar waded in on the debate. And one of the solutions that is being discussed is the possibility of creating an island off the shores of Gaza. This was brought about a couple of years ago, spoken about a couple of years ago by our Minister of Transport, Yisrael Katz. And this seems to be a very, very popular solution because this will open Gaza up to the world. The big concern, not just for Israel and for the IDF, is the fact that Hamas's role in denying their citizens, in fact, holding their citizens basically under siege, is not discussed often enough. So I think that it's important that people are educated as to who is holding back aid from the people of Gaza, and that that falls firmly into the camp of Hamas.
And I think what's also important to establish is that so much of the aid that is going through is being used to smuggle weapons into the area, which also causes the delays. If there wasn't the issue of smuggling weapons in on a constant basis, then aid would certainly flow a lot easier.
Well, absolutely. I mean, all the concrete, all the building material that has been sent in has been used to build these terror tunnels. And they not only are used to smuggle in goods, but they are used to launch attacks by Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other terrorists into southern Israel, into our civilian population. As we know, Operation Protective Edge was launched in response to finding out that there were plans to come into southern Israel via these terror tunnels and either kill civilians or kidnap civilians and or soldiers and hold them for ransom.
What a crazy situation, crazy state of affairs. Is Ray Donovan in Israel?
It would appear that Ray Donovan is in Israel. I don't know who else watches Ray Donovan besides me. I know there's a lot of fandom out there. But Liev Schreiber, who plays Ray Donovan and was in the Bielski Brothers movie, is in Israel. He's here to teach a masterclass on acting at one of our universities. He's a big – well, he is Jewish, and he is a very, very big fan of Israel. Except Howard, he says he wants to know where – or he said he's looking forward to getting some fizzy bubbly. I don't know where one gets fizzy bubbly, and I live here.
I think that used to be more of a thing than it is.
It was definitely a fizzy bubbly thing. I thought it was something made up by the Zohan. I didn't know there was such a thing as fizzy bubbly.
You know what? I can tell you that we have some very smart listeners. So we're going to put it out to them. What on earth is fizzy bubbly? And is it real? And if so, where does one buy that?
Oh, but not only that, we're seeing a lot of visitors coming to our shores. We have Eric Andre. He's a Jewish comedian. He was on Two Broke Girls. He's heading here, he says, to play the motherland. And it looks like we are in for an exciting summer, if summer ever comes.
I'm sure that it will. Time is 5:48. That's Rolene Marks with the Israel Report. Rolene, when we speak to tomorrow, I'm saying we are not going to have Jacob Zuma as a president. Many of our listeners say that we are.